Feel the News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. President Joe Biden vowed to stay in Afghanistan until all U.S. citizens who want to leave have been evacuated, as he stands firmly by his decision to leave the country despite the chaos that has ensued. The president stressed that the U.S. military is now in control at the airport and evacuating thousands with the goal of getting everyone who needs to be evacuated out, both American and Afghans, by August 31st or later, if needed. Pentagon officials said Thursday that the date the U.S. military had evacuated 7,000 people in recent days for a total of 12,000 evacuated since the end of July. Up to 15,000 Americans and tens of thousands of at-risk Afghans remain in Afghanistan after the Taliban took full control of the nation last weekend. The U.S. military and its allies have rescued a high-profile Afghan national police officer who was being hunted by the Taliban because of years working with the American military. Mohammed Khalid Wadak and his family were airlifted to safety in an undisclosed location. The officer had been in hiding with his wife and four children at Kabul, moving from place to place and unable to get inside the airport where the Taliban controlled the entrances. He was well known because of his position as a police chief in Afghanistan's Helmand province. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.